SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemilik tradisional dari salah satu komunitas paling terpencil di Australia Utara menggunakan pengetahuan tradisional mengenai pengobatan semak untuk meningkatkan perekonomian lokal mereka. Bermitra dengan Menzies School of Health, peneliti dan kelompok industri lainnya, mereka berharap pada suatu hari nanti dapat memproduksi obat-obatan tradisional semak secara massal. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Emma Calloway dan Sydney Leng untuk SBS News.
Ada kerjaan kabar tak? Kira bulu gua tak terbang clip, meet ni ke? Macam mana? Look at that place. Di apa? Kapal tak betul ni pelabi, pelabi alis. Kalau clip ni, kalau kami dah jinak, pelabi alis. Kalau nak tahu, I'm saying I bisa put, take all the across that lady.
Bagi kelompok warga Warangkuwu, padang semak yang luas di rumah mereka di Pulau Tiwi berfungsi sebagai halaman belakang rumah mereka dan juga berfungsi sebagai ahli kimia alam. Pohon bloodwood asli Kepulauan Tiwi dan getahnya juga dikenal sebagai kino, secara tradisional telah digunakan untuk menyembuhkan luka-luka luar. Ketua perusahaan Warangkuwu, Ron Poantu Mului, mengatakan, ini adalah pengetahuan yang telah diturunkan dari generasi ke generasi.
Back in the old days, they used to have medicine from the Western, and now we're going to try and produce our own product to send it to the Western world. So, like what I mean, the medicine from the kino, it's kind of it's like a little bottle that we kind of make it into turn into a cream. So in that way, when someone has a scabies, or and then when you put the cream on the scabies, it will clean it. After 2 days, and then it go away.
Masyarakat Warangkuwu di Kepulauan Tiwi tinggal di salah satu tempat paling terpencil di negara ini. Pohon bloodwood dan getah obatnya adalah salah satu dari selusin tanaman obat yang diketahui ditemukan di pulau itu. Wanita Warangkuwu, Molly, mengatakan ilmu pengobatan ini adalah bagian dari Tiwi Foundation.
In early days, our ancestors always had their knowledge of passing on to younger generation and pass it on to mothers too as well to carry on. Yeah. And all those knowledge is a part of our Tiwi Foundation. It was given us by ancestors. Ancestors through grandparents and through younger generation, moms and dads.
Kini untuk pertama kalinya obat tradisional Tiwi ini dapat diproduksi secara massal. Peneliti dari Menzies School of Health telah bekerja sama dengan mitra industri seperti Integria Healthcare untuk menguji lusinan sampel tanaman Tiwi. Mereka mengatakan bahwa hasilnya sangat menggembirakan dengan 3 pabrik yang diperkirakan akan mencapai pasar global dalam 2 tahun ke depan. Kepala Penelitian dan Pengembangan di Integria Healthcare, Elizabeth Stills, mengatakan timnya merupakan ahli dalam pengobatan herbal, namun belum pernah mengolah herbal asli dari Australia.
So I think we were called in, if I remember correctly, because we're really the experts in herbal medicines, so we process probably over 200 herbs from other parts of the world, but none from Australia. So the idea was to really understand the traditional medicines, understand how they're used, and then maybe explore what they're actually made up of, and to maybe potentially develop a use for them as well. So it was a very ambitious project, but it has been running now since 2015.
Langkah selanjutnya adalah mendapatkan persetujuan dari regulator medis, sebuah proses penting yang mahal dan rumit. Elizabeth Stills mengatakan proyek ini akan memberikan dukungan ilmiah terhadap obat-obatan tradisional.
As a biochemist, I'd like to know where is the science behind the use of a particular medicine. Why do they use it for, you know, colds and flus and various ceremonies? And is there the chemistry to back up the traditional use? So we basically want to validate the traditional use by providing the science to show why they work, and potentially you go down the track of clinical trials and establish that these were very effective traditional medicines. The next step is going, could we then create an industry for the tiwi where they can actually create their own medicinal medicine industry? And that's not been done in Australia before.
Konstruksi saat ini sedang berlangsung untuk memperbarui infrastruktur perumahan bagi sekitar 50 orang yang tinggal di sana, dengan harapan usaha bisnis baru ini akan memberikan lapangan pekerjaan dan sumber daya yang dibutuhkan untuk menopang masyarakat. Ron Poantumului berharap warganya bisa pulang ke Kepulauan Tiwi dan bisa tinggal di sana.
Well, for me as the chairman of this corporation, I kind of created this project, because this project, it means a lot to me and my people. So in that way, that can benefit our people and create more jobs for our people. And I want to see my people come back and living back home. So in that way, we have two communities on Tiwi Island.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan tentang obat-obatan tradisional dari Kepulauan Tiwi yang disusun oleh Emma Calloway dan Sydney Lang untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.